MEOTA. Here we are nearing the end of August and finally seeing dribbles of rain. Hard to understand why we have moisture at harvest time. Some say El Niño, again. Joyce Lucky had the fortune to have her son visit over the past week and we had the pleasure of meeting Jason and playing golf with him. Jason resides at Rocanville, so a good day's drive. Eric and Gail had Gail's son and wife visit from Fort St. John, BC. A bit of a trek but no forest fires threatening, so all went well. They journeyed to St. Walburg to take in the annual Blueberry Festival. The festival's Friday night supper and dance was well attended. The show and shine car show had Mark Street Pierre of Miota showing his prize jeeps. The festival was thought to be the largest so far. Rough estimates were upwards of 4,000 people attending. Bridge was played Tuesday afternoon with Barb Mitchell and Joanne Wiens first. Second were David Sharp and Albert Blaise, and third were Anne Crozier and Anne-Marie Walbilling. Thursday night bridge saw Margaret Dyke and David Cregan earning top score. Second were Mary Phelps and Jerry Craig, and third was a tie between Donna Sherman and Catriona Winterhalt and Vern Iverson and David Sharp. Seniors golf had a good turnout of 20 players. Top money with a score of 43 went to Jack Day, Bernie Gregoire, Marcel Duhaime and Janice Morton. Taking home the consolation money with a score of 49 were Lars Nisson, Jason Lucky, Lauren McGregor and Elsa McGregor. In all, good coffee and great to be outdoors. Friday afternoon Canasta had the Stella Rendell Linda Ard team in first and the Bev McCrimmon Dave Sayers team runners up. Another new house is under construction near the end of 2nd Avenue West. It is planned to do most of the building. Work will resume next spring after the frost. Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep your local news a touch away by bookmarking the News Optimist homepage at this link. Here's why you should bookmark your favorites. Subscribe to sasktoday.ca newsletter to get our daily news to your inbox.